This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The state auditor will look into the contracting methods used by the Colorado Department of Transportation. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
Some lawmakers and local contractors say the department is giving too many big jobs to out-of-state firms. The audit will look into that and whether there's been enough oversight of project budgets and timelines. The department says it's made transparency a higher priority in recent years, and that it awards big projects to companies it believes are best capable of completing them. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
A fourth teenager has been charged in connection with a shooting outside Hinckley High School in Aurora last month that injured three students. Prosecutors say the 17-year-old is charged with attempted murder, assault, and possession of a weapon on school grounds. All of the suspects are being charged as adults. Cody Teets will become the first woman and first layperson to lead Regis University in Denver as she serves as interim president. Other Jesuit universities are making similar shifts. Teets believes priests will continue to serve in leadership roles, but also notes that the country is growing more diverse.
I also believe that this diversity includes diversity of background, diversity of thought, and diversity of skill set.
Teets will stay on at Regis until a permanent president is named by next fall. Tonight, mostly cloudy across Colorado, lows in the 30s, it'll be 25 in the mountains, rain and snow possible tomorrow for parts of the state. This is CPR News.